Baba Basra Daf Nun Zayin Amad Aleph, page 57, side 8. Hahush Tore Dabi Chasima Alei Beitre. There was a story with a document that two witnesses were signed in it, and the lender needed to verify the signatures of the witnesses. Shachiv Chad Minayu, and one of the witnesses that was signed in the document died, and the other living witness verified his own signature. Also, Achua Dehai Dekoyi V'chad Achrina. So the brother of the living witness combined with him one other person, Lach Suhude Achasim Siyodi Deidoch, in order to testify about the signature of the other one, of the one who died. So Ravina Lameimar, so Ravina thought to say, Hainu Maslisin, that this story is the same din as our Mishnah. That Shloish Shachim, that three brothers that are testifying each one about a chazok of 1 year, ve'echod mitztaref imohem, so one who is not a relative can combine with each one of them. And the Gemara, the Mishnah said that since the brothers are not testifying together about that year, so there is no disqualification of relatives. So the Nachman thought that also by the verification of this document, since the witness of the living witness is not testify with his brothers about one thing, but the living witness is only testifying about his own signature, and his brother is testifying about the signature of the witness that died, therefore the testimony should help. So Rabashi explains, no, that it's not the same thing in our case. So Rabashi says to Ravina, Midomi, is it then compared, can we compare the story of the Shtar to our Mishnah? Hosom in our Mishnah where the brothers testified with somebody else about each year of the Chazok. We're not taking out the entire money minus a quarter based on the brothers, only half, and the other half up on the other witness. So it comes out when the Torah says al pishnayim edim yokum dovor, which means by two witnesses the matter should be take place. So that it means that each half of the testimony should be by one of the witnesses. But here, hocha, but over here in the Maisa, in the story with the Shtar, nofik nocheriv the meina pum dechachi, the entire money minus a quarter is going out by the mouth of the brothers. In other words, the living witness and his brothers are taking out three quarters, because half of the money we're taking out by the testimony of the living brother on his signature, and the other half of the money we're taking out by the testimony of his brother, the brother of the living witness with the other one. So since the brothers are considered like one, so it turns out, because they're family and there's a psul, so it turns out that we're taking out three quarters by one witness and only one quarter by the other one. So, therefore, not half a testimony is being taking place by each one of the witnesses. Mishnah. The following Mishnayos are dealing with what's called the Cheskas Tashmishim. That means that a person who uses the assets of his friend, and his friend was quiet and didn't protest, he gets a chazoka, and his friend cannot remove him from this use. This chazoka is only when it's when he does something permanent in the property of his friend. For example, if he placed his beams on the wall of his friends or similar, or even when the use itself is in his own property, but from it there is a damage to the property of his friend. For example, if he opens up a window in his property in a way that it does damage to his friend, similar. But one who uses his friend's property without doing there anything permanent,
he does not have a chazak on that use, and his friend can remove him whenever he wishes to. Before we learned with regards to cheskas karka, it says in the Gemara Mem Aleph Amud Aleph that kol chazaka she'eni mataino eina chazaka, that if he just argues chazaka, but he has no argument why he is there, that's not a chazaka. That means that a chazaka only helps if he argues that he bought it or he received it as a gift. But if he agrees, he says, I was sitting in the property for 3 years, the only reason that I'm sitting there is nobody told me not to. That's called a chazaka that doesn't have an argument, that doesn't help. By cheskas tashmishim, when you have a chazaka of a tashmishim that you don't have an argument with, this is a machlokes of the Rishonim. There are those Rishonim that hold that also cheskas tashmishim need an argument. We don't find a chazaka without an argument, and therefore it's not considered to be a chazaka unless he argues that he bought from him the privilege, or he gave him as a gift the privilege to use. However, there are many Rishonim that hold that the Cheskas Tashmishim helps even without an argument. Because since the owner saw that the other one is using his property and he was quiet, so that's evident that he forgave him. And the Chachamim did not say that a Chazaka without an argument is not a Chazaka. That's only when he's holding on in the property itself. Because then, even if he did forgive him, he still wouldn't be coined the property, because you cannot acquire property just through Mechila. Another thing that the Rishonim deal with is, with regards to Cheskas Tashmishim, what is the time frame that you have to make the Chazaka? There are those that hold that Cheskas Tashmishim have the same halacha like Karkois. It doesn't help only if you use it for 3 years and the owners didn't protest. But there are those that hold that this chazaka does not require 3 years. But as long as he used it even for one time or for one while in front of the owners and he was quiet, this is already considered a chazaka, and the owner cannot remove him from this use. Eilu devarim shiyesh lem chazaka. These following matters have a chazaka, that if you hold on for 3 years in these uses and your friend sees you and he didn't protest, then it's chazaka, and he can argue that his friend gave it to him as a gift, the place for use, or he sold it to him. The other items are items that one does not have a chazaka. They cannot help one who uses them, that would grant him a chazaka. If he would place his animal in the courtyard of his friend, or likewise, if he places there a tanner, an oven for baking, or a chayim, or a mill, a hand mill to grind the wheat, the chirayim, a small oven, or magadol tarnegolim, and if he is raising chickens, v'noisin zivle bechotzer, and he would place his zevel in the chotzer. So even if he did so for 3 years, ain't a chazaka. That's not a chazaka, because the owner of the yard does not care about these things, because they are movables and they are not permanent uses. Aval also mechitza lebehemtoi kavoya sorot tfachim. But if he makes a wall for his animal which is high 10 tfachim, v'chein, likewise if he makes a mechitza wall letanur v'chein lekirayim for the oven or for the small cooking place, or the mill that he placed in the chotzer, or hichnistan the golden techabayis, or he entered the chickens into the house of his friend. The also mokim lezivle, and also if he makes in the place for the zevel omek shloisha, which is deep 3 tov for the dirt from the chicken dirt that comes and makes into his yard 3 tvachim. Or he makes a wall that is high 3 tvachim, so that it doesn't spread out. So if he used it for 3 years in one of these uses and the owners did not protest, then that is a chazaka, because that is permanent use, and people do care that other people should not do so in their property. So therefore, we're saying that he had definitely gotten permission from the owner. Gemara. We learned in our Mishnah that a person who places an animal in the yard is not a chazaka. But if he made the mechitz of 10 tefachim, that's a chazaka. So now the Gemara understood that our Mishnah is talking about a strange person who is not a partner in the yard, who is using the yard. So the Gemara asks, Maishno Reisho, Maishno Sefer, why is it different, the first case, than the second case? Why do we say in the first case that he places the animal in the yard is not a chazaka? But in the Sefer, when he placed a wall for his baby, it is a chazaka. But don't people care even for other people to place their animals in their yard? And what answers Amar Ula says, Ula, kol she'ilu b'nichse hager kona, b'nichse hager kona. So Ula said like this, any use that a person does in his friend's yard, and if he would make ilu b'nichse hager, if he were to use this kind of a use in the assets that belong to a ger, who dies, there is no inheritance, which means that his assets are hefker, they're ownerless, and the din would be that kona, that he acquired the property. So then we say b'nichse chaver kona. So then we say if you use that type of use 3 years in the yard of your friend, that's considered chazaka, and you don't have to bring witnesses that he bought this privilege. But kol, but any use that you do in your friend's yard, she'ilu b'nichse ger, had you done this in the assets of the ger, then there would be loikona, that you wouldn't koine, b'nichse chaveira loikona. So then you cannot acquire in the friends of the assets of your friend. In other words, even if you held on to it 3 years, that's not kazina chazaka. And the user does not have evidence on the sale that he gave him the rights to that. And therefore, placing the behema, which is not considered to be an act of a kinyan in the karka, does not help even to bring, to be as evidence for the chazaka that he's holding, that he has a right for this use. However, placing a wall which helps, like the act of a kinyan in the property of a ger, that also helps as evidence that he gave him permission. Rav Sheshes challenges the klal that Ula says. Maskil Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes challenges, asks that, Uchlalu, is this then the rule in these halachas? But there is definitely a difference between chazaka. Vahare nir, but we know that if a person does nir, does a plowing in the property of his friend, the b'nichse ager, in the assets of the ger, that would be considered a chazaka. And kono, he would acquire the property because he fixed the property. However, when one does so b'nichse chaveire, in his friend's assets for 3 years, loy kono, he would not be koine, he cannot prove that he acquired the property because the owners don't care that other people will plow their property. Because after the other person is going to plow, they themselves are going to sow the ground and they'll eat the fruit and they have no loss in it. The achilas, an additional proof that there's a difference in the chazaka, but achilas paid is a person who collects fruit from the friend's property. The menichse chaveir in his friend's property he does so for 3 years, and his friend didn't protest. That's a raya that kona, that he was kind of the property. But on the other hand, b'nichse ager, somebody collects fruit in the ass of the ger loikona. He did not acquire the property because he didn't do any fixing or any correction of the property itself. So it's evidence, therefore, not like Ula says. But we see that you can't compare the chazakas one to another. So the question is, why do we learn in the Reisha that if he places the animal in the yard of his friend, that it's not a chazak? So Rav Nachman answers in a different way. Elam Rav Nachman Omar Barabuah. But Rav Nachman said Nimra Barabuah. That the truth is that when a strange person places an animal in the yard that he has no rights to, no connection with, then that would be a chazakah.